Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Bottom pool, querido, don't be a conjuice for Mother's Day. Don't be a conjuice on Mother's Day. That's right, Mother's Day's coming up on the 31st of March. And this week's Brownload, episode 15, is sponsored by Bloom and Wild. They are a wonderful flower company that have supported us on this week and next week's podcast. We're really happy and really proud to say they're also giving you guys a great discount off of your Mother's Day flowers. So all you got to do is when you buy your flowers from Bloom and Wild for your mothers who gave you life, show some respect, buy them flowers, don't be conjuice. When you buy your flowers, just type in the code BROWNLOAD at checkout and you'll get £10, that's thus whole pounds, off your order. It's great. Bloom and Wild, go and get your flowers. They'll even, actually, nice little touch, they get the flowers posted into your house. They come in this box that fits through the letterbox. And the great thing about that is you don't have to be in. How many times do you miss flowers because you're not at home? So do that. Get your flowers through Bloom and Wild. Check out the Bloom and Wild website for all the terms and conditions. And if you want to send flowers to anybody across the UK, Ireland, France, or Germany, this offer is valid. Just type in Brownload at checkout. Get your £10 off. Thank you, Bloom and Wild. Let's get a blooming great podcast started right now with Juggy D. Shall we start?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to the podcast. Look who's here. It's Juggy D.
What's happening?
Juggy D, welcome to my home, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Very nice home you have here.
Thank you. Welcome to
lovely,
the
lovely, very homely home.
Is it? By that, what you mean is it's a mess, isn't it?
No. It's just very welcoming, very
welcoming
warm.
People here.
You can tell there's there's a lot of love in this house.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wow.
There is now, okay. Because my missus isn't here. But when that ice maiden's here, whoo, it feels cold. You're like, oh, is there a window open? No. No, there's just a disappointed wife. That's what it is.
Oh, that's down to you then, is it?
Yeah, unfortunately it is.
So maybe it's a more loving home when you're not here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, right. Definitely. Okay. When it's just the
I'll
kids.
I'll have to come around and see the kids then, with my kids.
Oh, it's like a Disney movie. They're all skipping around and talking to kids. Congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed.
Your third release.
Yes, absolutely. My third biggest hit.
Your third biggest hit.
Quote by Tommy Sandu.
And that's why, because you were due to come on this podcast 8 weeks ago.
I was actually meant to come on the podcast on the day he was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Because he asked me to be on this podcast and I said, Tommy, I'd love to do it, but my wife is literally about to drop. I said, let's say yes, but if anything happens, I'm going to have to pull out. He said, you know what? If it's that close, let's just leave it to a later date. And funny enough, it happened on that day. Literally what time I would have been here was the time that I was actually then delivering a baby in my bedroom.
Can you imagine?
Oh, really?
Which is why, unfortunately, for the podcast, you had to pull out. You should have pulled out 9 months earlier.
Yeah. Yes. And then we wouldn't have been in that situation.
No, but I'm really happy for you.
Thank you so much.
So you've got two girls and a boy now.
Yes. Yes.
Done?
Well,
now.
It needs to get
funny enough,
going.
You say that because
she's pregnant.
I thought we were done, right?
Right.
I thought we were done, but my wife has very easy pregnancies. There's been touch with no complications.
Oh my word!
Everything's been.
She's like, achoo, baby.
Literally. Like, seriously. Wow. It's literally like that. So, we normally kids come back from school.
Yeah.
They have their dinner. Bath, bed, and then we have ours.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we had a family dinner, the four of us, the five of us. So Vian was there, Venice, Vinaya, me and my wife. And we sat there and I just sat back and I went, how beautiful is this? This is lovely, isn't it? And I said, do you know, before we decided to have, well, we actually didn't decide, it was an accident, the third one, but it's a beautiful accident. So before we
let's hope the kids not listening to this in the future.
So we were happy with two children, and you know, life was good. It was, everything was great. And then now we look at him as part of our picture as well, that we wouldn't have it any other way. It's like he's just has completed the family. It makes it more,
rounded. It's like, where was that character all that time?
It's just made it beautiful.
You're a pentagon
and
now.
And then we're having dinner and my wife went, I'm feeling a bit broody.
Oh.
I went, you what?
Yeah.
I said, it's only 8 weeks.
Yeah.
I said, what are you talking about? She said, well, you know, I was thinking about this and I thought, well, Vanessa's going to be 8 this year and Vinaya's 5 and he needs someone around his age.
Oh, my
God. And I went, oh, my God.
So, and actually, three's an odd number. You've got a middle child,
Normally,
you
know, six people around the table.
Should I tell you what the funny thing was, though, which I thought about afterwards? I didn't say no. I just went, so that means I have to definitely get a bigger car.
Yeah, of course.
That's a 7-seater.
That's a big one. So I've already had to, I've got an Audi at the moment. I've had to get a bigger car. And I've got going back to a 4x4 because of the fifth member of the family.
Yeah.
But if we have 4 kids, I'm going to have to get a 7-seater. I was contemplating getting it one this time.
Yeah.
But now she's
Puffing would be a good look. Juggy's bus.
So before we got married and when we first met, I now go back to that because she said in the beginning, I want to have 4 kids.
Oh.
We're nearly there. And I always said to her, you know what? Let's just have one.
Let's see how it goes.
Yeah. Let's have one and let's see how it goes, right? And we're on 3. I'm not going to rule it out. And
remind us, how many of those babies have you delivered? Is it just the one?
Two.
Oh, did you deliver? Because did you deliver?
Yes, I delivered Venice, the eldest.
Can I ask, did you actually cut the cord?
Yes.
Oh, with normal scissors?
Yes. With surgical scissors, because I waited for the midwife to turn up.
Wow.
But the first time was an absolute nightmare because I was so scared because I'd never done it.
Because it was the first time.
It was the first time.
Yeah.
For both of us, right? So it was...
That wasn't planned.
It was not planned, no. There was no medical staff there. I had the nurse, midwife on the phone, you know, loudspeaker guiding me through everything, what I had to do. And literally, it was like from the moment her waters broke to the moment she was born and in my arms was literally 10 minutes.
Dr. Juggy D.
So that's why you were lucky that it was a swift and easy one like that.
No complications, yeah.
And then, so you delivered your son as well?
And then I delivered my son,
8 weeks ago.
Yeah. See, you know, my wife's just so hilarious. It's like, we went through that for the first time and you'd know better to get there in time the third time, right?
You know.
But the gap between my second child and this one was 5 years. So
we forgot. You forget.
We forgot, right?
Yeah.
But your wife obviously gets a sudden,
the night before, sorry to interrupt. Yeah. So the night before, I just set the scene, right? The night before, my wife's getting really frustrated. She's been carrying this baby for 9 months. It's, you know, due date's end of the month. And she's like, both of the other two are early. This baby needs to get out of me now. I've had enough, right? And I'm like, babe, stop stressing. The more stress you put on, the longer it's going to take. Just relax. Just really relax. Calm it down. And just let nature take its course, right? Exactly. Yeah. It's exactly that. And
You're like a therapist, Juggy.
There's a lot too, Juggy, isn't it?
Well, no, it does. It's like, you know, come on. It's like, it's the most amazing thing in the world.
That's the artist in you.
Apart from music, right, which was my first love. Forget music now. My kids are my first love.
Wow.
I love my kids. Yeah. I wouldn't do everything I do now is for them anyway now. You know what I mean? So everything is secondary. Even if I didn't work again, I would just be happy.
If you could just look after them every day.
If I could just look after them and be a house husband, I would lovely,
happily do
I would happily do that.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'd love it.
Right.
Anyway, next morning, wake up, drop the kids off, come back, and I'm in the bathroom and she's gone, Juggy, get out of the bathroom. And I've gone, oh no. My waters are broken.
Go.
Right. Everything has just gone into fifth gear.
Yeah.
Getting everything ready, bag, and everything's all by the door.
Yeah.
And she's had a massive contraction and she's just screamed on the top of her voice. And I've looked at her and I've gone, are we doing this here?
Mm.
And she went, phone the ambulance. And I went, oh my God, flinged off the coat. Shoes, and I went, right, come on, let's do this.
You know, I just want to say, it's almost not believable. You know when you watch Home Alone 2, and you're like, oh, not again. How can they forget their kid again? I mean,
you can't mess this up again.
No, I mean, come on. It's just, it's entertainment, so you let it go.
Exactly.
But yours is real life.
It's real life, And you wouldn't think that. Like, once is...
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know anybody before I delivered my child. I didn't know anybody that had done that.
No. I only know you right. who's done yeah. this.
So there Same. You go. And now yeah. I've done it twice. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, you're well, absolutely right. It's like twice,
what
really?
What do your parents say or her parents say? Like what? What's wrong is, with you?
Seriously.
Are they okay with it? Are they,
yeah, well, you know, it's a healthy child. He's here. She's there. And like, yeah.
The irony is it's Jay Sean who was a doctor who flopped out. And actually, it should have been you. There's the yeah. irony there.
There
it's
you
like,
go.
Like, actually, yeah. it's like I picked up his career.
Yeah.
We left it. Well, listen, we're really happy. We're really proud.
Thank you very much.
And you know, whether it should have been 8 weeks ago or right now, I'm just so glad that you're here. And,
thank you for having
and
me.
Family doing well. And nice and remember, you heard it here first. Baby number four is on the way. And talking to doctors, and you've been a doctor, let's play something by Zeus. This is his new one, which is Look There.
Zeus, it's your girl, like Fly. Yeah, you know what it's about. Yeah. K-Rick, come on. Yeah, let's go.
Tera nakhra, lage vakhra, mera chain hi lutta jaan. Tera nakhra, lage vakhra, mera chain hi lutta jaan.
Let's go.
Ek teri look te, dooja tere lak te. Ak main rakhda mujhe aare, dur tenu le ja, tere naal beh ja. Inne soni ek nakhre dikha main. Ek teri look te, dooja tere lak te. Ak main rakhda mujhe aare, dur tenu le ja, tere naal beh ja. Inne soni ek nakhre dikha.
Yo, tell me if you know, no. I've been watching you go crazy over my body. I love the way I do. Listen to me, poppy, ain't nobody stopping. I just be living my life, so step up if you want. Yo, tell me if you know, no. I be watching you go crazy over my body. I love the way I drop, yo. Listen to me, poppy, ain't nobody stopping. I just be living my life, so step up if you want me.
Oh, teri chadi di jawani gaye tere utte zor. Sone sone mundeyan de dilan di tu chor. To Angelina Jolie wali pillow teri tor, teri takni lagge vakhri.
Tell me if you know, no. I've been feeling you though. I don't want nobody else, so baby, let's not go slow. You know that you got me, ain't nobody stop me. All I want is your love, it, baby, you make my heart beat. So tell me if you know, no. I've been feeling you though. I don't want nobody else, so baby, let's not go slow. You know that you got me, ain't nobody stop me. All I want is your love, it, baby, you make my heart beat.
Haan vekhi nahi ho kitte tere bare ki main hor. Dooji kudiyan nu I don't like anymore. Number tu de de tenu karunga main call. Karunga main call.
Yeah.
छेती मन जा मेरी बन जा के रिक नु तू क्यों तरसावे. छेती मन जा मेरी बन जा के रिक नु तू क्यों तरसावे. नीक तेरी लुक ते दूजा तेरे लक ते. अख मैं रखदा मुटे आरे दूर तेनू ले जा मेरे नाल बह जा. इन सोनी एक नखर दिखावे. एक तेरी लुक ते दूजा तेरे लक ते.
Big tune from Zeus, Look There, and be nice if you sang for us live. I mean, you know,
why not?
We're gonna get a little...
I might just do you some an exclusive.
Oh, really?
Why not?
We do like an exclusive.
There you go. Like complete teenage girls.
Oh,
what reaction that was?
It's mostly Kedge.
He's looking at me when he sings. He's looking at me.
To be fair, I've got to say the little sort of 20-year-old Kedge is slightly tingling at the moment.
Really?
Yes.
I beg your pardon?
Because Doug is here.
Oh, okay.
Let's not mention where for
you're,
now.
So you're not 20 now.
No.
But
20-year-old Kedge is a little bit gassed at the moment.
Why is that?
Because Juggy was, and I mean, I don't think anyone's told you this, but I mean, me, who's obviously, you know, representation of all of the Gujaratis in the world.
Absolutely. He's a sample Gujarati.
Yeah, yeah, the leader.
He was like the prototype, and they went, right. Yeah, it works. Let's make the others. And
Juggy D, and I'm getting all red saying this, but Juggy D was...
Well, you sort of go purple because you're brown. Yeah, well, it's not a good look. You're all right.
Bengans that I eat. But Juggy D was the first Punjabi to make Bhangra accessible to Gujaratis.
Did you know this?
And I don't think you've been told, no. But I'll tell you what. Okay, so for me growing up, the only Bhangra...
Look at Jackie's face.
I'm being serious about this. Why is everyone laughing? The only Bhangra I'd heard while I was growing up until about 10, was I had this one cassette called Bhangra Fever. And it had ole, ole, and Marcharappa and all that, right?
Okay.
So that was the only bit of Bhangra that Gujaratis had really heard, because it kind of made it through to the cassette shop, and we bought the only one, you know, because it was Bhangra cassette. And then it kind of went quiet. So I have no other Bhangra knowledge.
Mm.
Then, all of a sudden, 2003, I'm working on radio, mm-hmm. Club Asia. Mm. He walks in, and it just happened that they released Dance With You. Mm. Club Asia happened, and you know sometimes you need stars to be aligned, and it all exploded at the same time. Yeah, and I was interviewing, and I thought, this is wicked. This is what Punjabi music is really like.
So he was the first Punjabi singer.
So he was my first pin-up poster.
Your first, your first love.
Yeah, yeah, right. I think so. Yeah,
that is.
And there you go. No, no, but honestly, and because of him, I learned so much Punjabi.
Oh, so, really? Nice.
You know what? We're all laughing a little bit, and Ken's like, "No, honestly, don't take away my moments."
Honestly, I've never had to say this, but I was always the one flying the flag for Juggy.
Thank you very much indeed,
because he made it so it was easy for people to understand it.
I actually know you're being genuinely quite sweet here.
And I did
it. It's funny.
It is funny. I know, but it took me a lot of, you know, I had to sort of a lot
he's
of balls to tell him this.
He's welling up.
But I did get a lot of love from the Gujarati community because I also started doing Garba events.
See? Oh.
They started booking me for Garba events because it was diluted Punjabi. And that was my kind of, that was my plan when I
there
came
you
out.
Go.
Because I was born and raised in the UK. I knew that there was Punjabis in the UK that are born and raised here that do not understand folk Punjabi, right? Which is what I grew up on.
Yeah.
And they don't understand Galdeep Manaks and, you know, Shindars and stuff like that. So I was in that situation where I thought, you know what? I want to get them to connect with their culture again, right? And that was our plan. And by doing the whole kind of, you know, diluting it with R&B and hip hop and having Jay on there, it happened by accident, but in a way on purpose as well, because it was like a plan that just kind of fell into place.
Exactly.
But lyrically speaking, when I would write my songs, it would be with the younger generation in mind to try and bring them and make them feel that Punjabi is cool.
So the fact that it was kind of slightly watered down Punjabi, if you put it.
Absolutely.
Basic.
It allowed access from the Gujarati community.
Absolutely.
Which is where you
I can still recite lyrics to Billo, all of this stuff.
Yeah, wicked. Brilliant.
What do you know?
That's coming. Go on.
I've got it already.
Let's say your Punjabi. Go on.
Billo, karle billo riya ke samne ni jata den lab fir da.
Hey.
Lab da fir.
Lab da fir. Yeah. But I don't know what it is. It's just because it's just stuck in there.
That's the power of music, mate.
I can't do any Gujarati like that.
No, I can't.
I can't either.
He's Gujarati.
Yeah, huh?
To be fair,
what's that Gujarati song? This one Gujarati song I know, actually. Angreji mein kehte hain ke I love you.
That's everything.
Gujarati mein kehte hain
amitwa ke balo vashi. That's the only bit Gujarati I know.
Is that the Bengali bit? Yeah. Or Punjabi.
Prem Karu Chu is
Prem Karu Chu. That's the line.
Anyway, just quickly now, we've given Juggy the massive props on the why he's so amazing. Are you left-handed by any chance? Are you left-handed?
No, I'm right-handed.
Oh.
My wife is left-handed.
Really?
And my second born is left-handed.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's okay. Because you didn't deliver that child. So he's like, oh, came out normal. Oh, it came out because I'm left-handed.
Are you left-handed, Saj?
No, I'm a right.
So apparently in the papers this week, a study has found that left-handed people are better in a scrap than right-handed people. In a fight. They did a little survey, 10,000 fighters, martial artists, boxers and all of that. They said that they had a little bit of an advantage when they were fighting right-handed people.
Because it's unorthodox or something.
Exactly, they can switch their stance.
I can see that in my second child, actually. My younger one, she has got a good left hook, I tell you.
Really?
She beats up my older one, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm left-handed. I can't fight. I've never been in a fight.
I was just about to say that. Like, looking at you two.
You're all like that.
Looking at you two, there's no way.
I couldn't imagine you with a pair of boxing gloves on.
I can talk myself out of a
kitchen
fight.
Kitchen gloves,
You're doing kitchen gloves.
Nah.
Exactly.
I've never been in a fight. No, I was close to a fight, actually. When I was about 11, some guy obviously was angry with me. He's quite a big fella.
What'd you do?
He was trying to sing in Punjabi.
He goes, bro,
have you heard this Jagadee song? Hello, can Jagadee.
No, so he just, I don't know what happened, but he came for me while we were walking home. But he was running up this hill and he just went for me. But because I think he lost his balance and he just slipped and he fell right on top of my feet, basically. And that was the fight. And that was it. Because I thought, oh God, I'm going to have to fight here. I don't know what to do.
Maybe he just wanted your ashirvad. He was just throwing himself
at
your feet.
Maybe he just fell at my feet. And I was like, oh.
I flopped as well, right? So there was once, I was in a club, I was DJing. And I came out, went to the toilets, and me and my mate were messing around in the toilets, just doing silly sort of like jokes as boys do. And we came out, and some guys didn't like the way that we were joking around. And one of them started on my mate who can do kickboxing. So they started fighting. But there was a mate who was with their guy, who, and he's looked at me and I've looked at him, and obviously now we have to fight, right?
But, I need to. And you're
either like, shall we? Shall we? No, shall we? Exactly. So we look at each other, and without saying any words, we basically both agreed, I don't want to fight. And he went, well, I don't want to fight either. So you know what we did? We grabbed each other's shirts and just lay down on the floor. I'm serious. It was weird. We both just kind of grabbed him. We went down like that, and we lay on our side, and then the security came pulling us apart. Thank God. He was like, and he sort of looked at me like, oh, winked, like, God. Sorted, like, we got out of that one. And the other ones, brilliant. Their shirts are ripped, and they're kind of going at each other like, I'm glad I didn't get that one, because I would have got smacked away. So no, fighting's not for
us. I think that article's wrong. Like, there's judged based on you guys.
Yeah, yeah. We're not exactly prime specimens of this article.
But they mean like UFC stuff.
Yeah, UFC martial artists. Yeah. Not normal.
I used to enjoy fighting. What? I was a kickboxer.
Oh.
Yeah. And Muay Thai, I did it for about 10 years. Yeah, I did martial arts.
Were you
from
what age?
I started from about 8-9 years old until I was about 8. Wasn't 10 years. I would have done it until about 16.
But that's normally the work of either a big brother or a dad that wants to get you into it.
It was mates. My mates. See, I always grew up with having older mates.
Yeah.
Okay. And they were all into kickboxing and martial arts, and born and raised in Southall, and it's a little bit rough around there. So I was like, I better learn how to fight.
Yeah, their life skills.
I better learn how to defend myself. So life skills. Getting, and I did everything. I went into judo, karate, jiu-jitsu.
Oh, I did judo.
And then I finally ended up with kickboxing and Muay Thai, and I did that, and I went to Thailand for a training camp as well.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I was fully in it. I could do the box splits and everything, flying kicks, the lot. Really? Yeah, fully in it.
Even now, have you still got a bit?
No. I love it. I do. I would love to get back into it.
Yeah.
But I've got kids now, and I got to be on stage, so I want to. I've got a bit of a bent nose, and it's from being bashed in the nose. Yeah. I've got a hairline fracture, and I've had it. There's no pain, but I've had a hairline fracture for like the longest time, because at one point I then got a bit paranoid, because in pictures my nose is not straight, right?
I've never noticed that.
Okay, so you would know. It's a personal thing, right?
Yeah. Of course.
So it's like I'd look at pictures and I go, I don't like that shot. Change that one. That one. They're like, why, it looks great. I was like, no, just change it. And I'd never talk about it, right? But it doesn't bother me.
Is it something you want to fix?
No. Like, it is, yeah.
You would want to fix it now.
Like now, it's like...
No, there's nothing wrong with your nose.
And I've got this funny, my nose. Look,
what is happening there?
Did you see that?
It's good, isn't it?
Did you see that?
You got. You know, we're going to have to put a clip of this up. No, but what yours does, it sort of goes...
Yeah.
Like, Juggy's sort of like flicking the front of his nose. No, mine just bounces back and goes straight.
But you've got good...
You've got suspension.
Yeah. It's got like more than it needs to be there. Like, it's like I don't need that much of a nose. Like, I need to get carved out.
That is a good feature.
But
that's a good feature.
I went to someone to get
have a look. Yeah,
for a consultation, and he said, you know, you've got a hairline fracture in your nose. I went, really? I said, that's why it's bent the nose. But I just thought I just had a bent nose.
And it's never healed itself.
No, it's never healed itself. But there's no pain in it.
Stop doing that. It's making me feel a bit like he's just yanking it around.
Exactly. Yeah. So what we've established is that we're not violent people.
No.
Right? And what are we? We're romantic guys.
We
right?
are romantic, yes.
Apart from you from South London, I bet you like
no,
a scrap.
No, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
You're a lover, not a fighter.
Nah.
That's why I've got three kids.
Yeah.
I'm not.
There you go. So we're all into our love stories.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Shall we play something from the film I Hate Love Stories?
Let's do that.
Which actually is all about lots of love songs in it. This is Bahara.
कि चैन तो हुआ फरार वे बहारा जमीन पे कभी वो चांद पे
Massive thank you and a big up to Bloom and Wild, who are sponsoring today's podcast. Mm-hmm. So we're encouraging everybody to buy their flowers from Bloom and Wild because they're supporting us.
Can I get some for my wife or for Mother's Day?
Yes. Oh, you
can. Can they hook me up?
Yes, we can hook you up, okay? Lovely. Because what Bloom and Wild are doing for Mother's Day, which is on the 31st of March.
Remember that.
Last day of March is Mother's Day.
He's going to buy free presents.
Yeah, he's he's going to buy flowers for...
Well, no, for each from every
from
child.
Every kid. Well, is that... how he's doing.
Come on, Jugger, come on.
You know what?
Come on.
Look how generous the Gujarati is with your money.
I thought Gujaratis were tight.
Yeah, he's...
No, you're quite good.
With his own money.
This is your money, brother. You've got to go three times.
No. I just do one nice present.
Yes, right. There you go. All rounded into one. Mother's Day, 31st of March. And through Bloom and Wild, you can get your flowers delivered through your letterbox. They'll bring them in a little box. They'll be all protected. They come with these little covers on the flowers, kind of head bit, so that you can put them together and basically make your own arrangement. Really? You can even do that with the kids. So Bloom and Wild, check this out, people listening to the podcast.
Here's the important bit.
You can also get the bouquets as well. I should point that out. But check this out. If you go to the Bloom and Wild website and put in the code BROWNLOAD, you will get £10 off your first order. There you go.
Ooh, look at that.
Bloom and Wild, go and get some flowers for Mother's Day. Listen, I just think on a side note, I think it's really nice that a mainstream, massive company are supporting our little podcast. So we would encourage you guys to support them back. If you're going to buy flowers, go to Bloom and Wild, put in the code BROWNLOAD and get yourself some flowers. Because actually, flowers might be hard to come by. Because there's a story right now that because of this good weather that we've had
last week,
the flowers all got confused. All the daffodils.
What do you mean?
The daffodils came out because they thought it was spring. Right? They were like, They went, hey. But now that's this hurricane Gavin. I knew it was something common.
Where they come up with the random names?
They go through the letter, alphabet. So it was Freya, and now it's Gareth.
It's Govinda.
Govinda's coming on.
Yeah.
Hurricane Gudbreeth, everybody, look out! it's gonna end up destroying all these Bacardi daffodils. So they say when it actually comes to spring,
there's not gonna be any daffodils
around.
Oh, I did notice that because the other day I was taking the kids to school and I was like, oh my god, the daffodils are already out.
Yeah.
Look at you! Look how you've changed now. Yeah. This kind of Muay Thai kickboxing badass guy. Ooh, daffodils. Actually, Billo, you could do a song about daffodils then when you're next driving along. Daffodillo. Yeah.
Instead of Billo.
Yeah, because they've come out. So how does Billo actually go?
Just Billo, Carla Billo, Riyaka Samreni, Jata Tenu Lab Dafere, Billo, Carla Billo, Riyaka Samreni, Tommy Tenu Lab Dafere.
Okay, so now I'm working on my remix. You know my remix skills. Let me see if I can make this fit, right? So I think it should be more like Daffodillo, Tu Niklia Bari Shetive, it's not even spring out there. Daffodillo, Tu Niklia Bari Shetive, it's not even Springer outer there. You join me.
Well, you could do like a slow version as well.
Oh, when it breaks out like the that bit.
Daffodillo pagal hai, sheti aagya ve. Daffodillo pagal hai, sheti aagya ve.
Is that a deal? Very good. Yeah.
Like that.
Daffodil ke pa.
Wow.
It's your turn.
You must be able to love.
Can you do the dry version? What do you call a daffodil in Gujarati?
What's a daffodil in Gujarati?
Go on.
Yeah. I wouldn't have a clue.
I definitely wouldn't have a clue.
Daffodil chair.
I don't know.
Daffodil chair.
Hello at the Brown Load is our email. Yeah, if anybody wants to email in.
Daffodil in Gujarati.
It's probably just a daffodil. Well, you know when sometimes you do this thing like where you only understand like one word of someone else's language. Mm. Like they'll be going.
Yeah.
It's one of them ones. Daffodil's daffodil.
Daffodil. It was carry on. Well, it's funny you should say how well does Kedge and you guys know your flowers, because I've got a little flower game, and that involves how well you know your flowers from the Bloom and Wild website. Okay. Three questions. Actually, it works better as a head-to-head.
Okay.
Kedge, because you're so knowledgeable and you know the Bloom and Wild website, because we've been going through it.
Yes, we have.
Right, to get ready for today's show. Satch would not have, because Satch is from South London, doesn't do any research or homework.
I haven't seen it at all, as yet.
So Bloom and Wild.
Know nothing about flowers either.
Okay, so here's the game. I've got three questions based on the Bloom and Wild website. Okay. So they've got a whole section dedicated to Mother's Day flowers. I'm going to ask each of you those questions. Whoever wins the game doesn't have to do the flower challenge.
Right? What's the flower challenge?
The flower challenge is not the same kind of flowers as Bloom and Wild deliver.
Right.
This flower challenge involves the loser putting their head into a bag of flour.
I beg your pardon.
Shaking their head around and turning their head.
Okay, listen. It's funny that you chose this game because you have no hair. On head, right. Listen, mate. I've got another appointment to go to after this.
And I have a shower and shampoo. I'll do restyling. Okay. It'll be fine. Okay.
Satch is quite precious about his hair as well.
Satch is very precious.
Yeah. Look, he's got the gel and all that. What do you think?
So it's like what we want to do is we want to make a fool out of you.
All right.
Whoever, you don't see that?
I've got to go soon. Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm going with him.
Okay, so question number one. Gentlemen, right, let's ask this to you, Juggy.
Mm.
There's a few different Mother's Day arrangements on the Bloom and Wild website. Which one of these is not a real collection?
Okay.
The Brilliant Mum. B, the Lovely Mum. Or C, the Comforting Mum.
Oh.
One of those is made up.
The Comforting Mum.
Is made up?
Is made up.
So you think there is a Brilliant Mum.
And a Lovely Mum.
And a Lovely Mum.
Yes.
And there's not a Comforting Mum.
Yes.
Is he right?
Juggy, you're correct.
Oh.
And I should point out, there's also a Marvellous Mum on the website. Yeah, they got a Marvellous Mum, a Brilliant Mum, and a Lovely Mum. Mm-hmm. Oh, well done. 1 point to Juggy.
I'll probably guess the same.
I would have. Okay, let's see if you would guess this one the same. My favourite, genuinely...
He's
genuinely,
getting nervous.
My favourite on the Bloom and Wild website is a Mother's Day arrangement called the Evie, because it's inspired by Indian sunsets. It's got all these kind of mad orange and yellow colours in it. It's really nice, actually, right? It has a flower in there called the Yellow Cruspidia something. Is it the Yellow Cruspidia Chom Chom? Is it the Yellow Cruspidia Pom Pom? Or is it the Yellow Cruspidia... Nom nom.
Oh.
Your choices are chom chom, pom pom, or nom nom.
Can you say that again?
You want Tom Tom to say that again? Okay. It's chom chom, pom pom, or nom nom.
His face is in
there. Yellow Cruspidia, what?
Look at your face.
I'm going for B, pom pom.
You think the flower's called the Yellow Cruspidia pom pom?
Pom pom. Only because cheerleaders have them pom poms.
Oh,
kind of
okay.
Looks like a flower.
Ah, okay.
Satch, you're absolutely right.
I didn't think you'd go for it.
I would have
gone for Chom Chom.
Okay. All right.
One all.
Okay. So this is now the question for each of you. Okay. So whoever gets it right.
Fastest finger first. Fastest finger. Here we go.
As well as our mothers, good boys like us like to also remember our grandparents, our grandmothers, on a day like this. And as part of their luxury collection, Bloom and Wild have a bouquet called the Grandmother's Joy, which for £40 or £30 with the Brownlow discount,
of course,
comes with hand cream. Oh. Is that hand cream called cowshed cream, farmyard cream, or pigsty cream? It's a special... Okay.
They were both together.
What are you going to say?
I was going to go cowshed.
And what were you going to say?
Cowshed.
You're both absolutely right. It is Kaushik.
Oh, look at those two. Flower connoisseurs.
Right. Now, we need a tiebreaker.
No, the other options are just rubbish. That's all.
Pick something.
Yeah, okay. Okay, right. We're
gonna Here we go, tiebreaker.
Right. Let me try you on the next one then, right?
One of my favourite flowers is the Snapdragon, which is also available in some of Blumenwald's Mother's Day collections. Okay? It's the Snapdragon. The Snapdragon is often found in Europe and in the USA and also North Africa.
Okay.
A North African country is Morocco.
Yeah.
How many kilometers are we right now from Morocco? How many kilometers are we from Morocco? Now, you can each say your answer. Write it down. Okay. Write down your answers, please, gentlemen. Write them down. So no one else can copy the other person.
Yeah.
Kilometers.
This is whether you want your hair and covered in flour.
Whoever is closest wins. The other person will have their head in a bag of, well, I won't mention the brand of Atta because we're not sponsored by them.
No. He's got an advantage, though, because he's flying every 2 seconds.
Yeah, and
he's watching that thing on the plane.
He does. Yeah, you're right. That's exactly it. And he often performs for all the Punjabi people in Morocco. He's there. He's at the Atlas Mountain. You haven't?
No. I got an inquiry for a club gig in Morocco, though, because they've started doing Bollywood nights there.
There you go. Oh,
okay. So I might be doing something there soon.
Well, the question is, Juggy, how many kilometres?
That's a hard one.
Okay.
It is a hard one. I wouldn't even know where you start.
I would.
Well, yeah, but you've seen the answer.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, go on.
Who's going to be the flower fool? Who's going to be the fool fool? Who will have their head in a bag of flour?
This is stress.
Gentlemen, can I see your answers, please? Are you both done?
I'm done.
You're done?
Juggy's having a rethink. Oh, there's a little change going on. He's changing it.
Okay.
Okay. Kilometres, please. Let's get yours, Sachin, first. You're saying 3,500 kilometers. Juggy, what are you saying?
800.
Oh dear, Juggy.
No, but that doesn't mean it's wrong because he's got 3,500.
No, but I think you're right. Might be.
Listen, you're right.
Let's see.
You're both wrong. Let me just check with the adjudicator. If you've bust and gone over.
No. It's the closest to.
Okay.
Do you need to work it out?
No, because it's actually quite a close round number. I can tell you, one of you is about 500 kilometers out, and the other one, Juggy D, is about 2,200 kilometers out. The right answer is 3,069 kilometers.
Wow.
Juggy D, at 800 kilometers. You know what? But that's because being on the flight with Juggy is so much fun.
You said, he always looks like, I don't look at nothing. Getting on a flight for me is like getting in a taxi.
Going to sleep.
But now, see, Juggy, this is hard for me because here you are as a guest, as a piranha around to the house.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to make a fool out of you. Okay?
Looking forward to it.
So we'll have to do that, yeah.
So look out for the video if you're listening.
We'll have to do that. Yeah.
Don't forget, I know kickboxing.
If you're listening to this podcast, I can tell you that as soon as we are finished with the podcast, we'll be out in the garden making a fool out of you. Are you game, Juggy? Are you going to back out? I feel awkward. This is hard for me because
you wanted to see him do it, didn't you?
I kind of did.
No, they did. I know they did.
Because I'll tell you what.
I'll do it.
Do you know what?
I did bring a spare t-shirt.
I told Juggy, I said, look, you might get mucky, but when we told Satch about the game, I told you about the game, and you were like, I'm in. Cool. Right. You know, let me. You were like, I didn't tell you much about it. I said, you went, yeah, I'm up for it. Bring a spare t-shirt.
How are you doing your boxers?
No, thank you.
Sachin was like, "You sound stupid. Sounds like a stupid game. What's the point? I don't get it.
You don't get it.
But
can we do it?
We're going to come back next time. Can we do it then?
Yeah. No, we're going to do it now. But for the moment, let's play a little tune. छाए बदरा धमक धमक गूंजे बदरा के ढंके चमक चमक देखो बिजुरी है चमके मन धड़काए बदरवा मन धड़काए बदरवा मन धड़काए बदरवा काली मेघा पानी तो बरसा काले मेघा पानी तो बरसाओ बिच
हुजूरी की तलवार नहीं बूंदों के बाण चलाओ मेघा छाए बरखा लाए
गिर गिर आए गिर के आए
गए दिन बदल तू घर से निकल बरसने वाला अब अमृत जल
दुविधा के दिन बीत गए भैया मलहार सुनाओ
चमक चमक देखो बिजुरिया चमके
मन धड़काए बदरवा मन धड़काए बदरवा मन मन धड़काए बदरवा
रस अगर बरसेगा कौन फिर तरसेगा कोयलिया गाएगी बैठी मुंडेरों पर जो पंछी गाएंगे नए दिन आएंगे उजाले मुस्कुरा देंगे अंधेरों पर
प्रेम की बरखा में भीग भीग तन मन धरती पे देखेंगे पानी का दर्पण खियो वहाँ वहाँ की धरती यहाँ पहने सात रंगों की चुनरिया घनन घनन गिर गिर आए बदरा
घन घन घोर कार छाए बदरा
धमक धमक गूंजे बजरंग ढंग के चमक चमक देखो
बिजलियाँ चमके
मन धड़काए बदरवा मन धड़काए बदरवा मन मन धड़काए
Jaggy, man, thank you so much for coming on the
program. Oh, nice. Pleasure.
Yep, yeah,
pleasure.
Time. You okay?
I am. Yeah, yeah, I am.
I am.
Indeed.
We are having fun. Yes. So it's only right that you're here, that we do a little bit of podioke with Juggy D.
Why not?
You know how this works, Juggy. Yep. I'm going to play the start of a song. You have to finish off that song as best you can. It doesn't matter if you don't know the words.
Okay.
Just go for it. Okay.
Cool. All right.
So some of the songs you'll know, some of them you may not.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Your podioke challenge number one, Juggy D. Is this
the words at all? What is the chorus?
Pretty, pretty woman.
A pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman.
What's that? Yeah, keep going. Just keep. You got freestyle.
Pretty woman.
Pretty woman. Hey, pretty woman. Deco, deco, nah, pretty woman.
I love
that. Does that count?
It counts. If you do that,
you get away
with it. That's my signature dance.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, that's your warm up one.
That's my warm up. Okay, cool. Yeah, that was terrible, by the way.
That was terrible.
But anyway, let's go.
That's a fail.
Swiftly moving on.
That's a fail. Fail on number one.
Epic fail.
Okay, so you got a couple more to get it right.
Go on.
Number two is this.
Pretty woman, they can go now. Pretty woman,
hey,
let's keep going.
Remix.
Now you're bringing it back. That's good.
Right,
that's good.
That's you, right, we're warming up.
Okay.
We're warming up.
Podioke challenge number three, Juggy D, is this.
करते सबको गायल
कह रहा
खोका काजल इश्क में जीना मरना एवरीबॉडी शावा शावा माहिया से शावा शावा माहिया से शावा शावा माहिया से शावा शावा
pretty woman देखो देखो ना pretty woman yay well done well done
it started bad but no, we got there
it warmed
we
up
there. we warmed up
it's all right you know
it's all good it's all
here
good.
You are around a kitchen table. Yeah. You know,
having some fun.
Having some fun. That's what party
over
Matia
and
yeah, and
some moon shaped Matia.
Yeah. Yeah, you never had the big moon shaped one.
No, I have these ones.
You have the little ones.
The little ones, yeah,
little bite sized ones.
Yeah,
because you're doing a bit of watching a figure.
I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm trying to get back. The last 2 months have been crazy because there's been no routine with the little man. Yeah. But
I remember
there has been a routine, but it's just been so, you know, around my older two.
Yeah, but I remember I don't know where we were. We ended up back in some hotel room, me and you.
Oh, hello.
No, oh, I beg your pardon.
Is this safe for the podcast?
It was fine. It was like me, you.
We're both married men.
I want to say like Rishi was there, a couple of people there, but we were playing songs off of...
Oh, yes. It was in I tell you where it was. It was in Leeds.
Was it?
It was in Leeds, yes. Yeah.
I don't know. I had a few drinks, but we were just playing songs. We were singing. We were hanging out.
Yeah, yeah. It was good vibes.
I love all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I remember there. Mm. I think I lifted up your top. I saw your six pack. It was like
it's faded a bit now.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
But you are shredded.
It was cold. It's cold now, isn't it? So I had to put some layers on. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm. No. I was. I got into really good shape, and then obviously with the kids and all that now. And having the newborn, I've just been so out of the gym and eating. Like, my missus wanted to eat everything that, like,
naughty,
you know,
food.
Yeah, all
comfort.
The naughty food, comfort food, you know, when you're pregnant and stuff. So I had to partake. You know?
Obviously.
It's rude to say no.
No, exactly.
You're a anything she wanted, I had to, you know, I had to get involved.
So now you've got to shift your baby weight.
Now I've got to shift my baby weight, yeah, good. Yeah.
Well, and what else is going on for you? What's happening?
So now I've got another single coming out really soon.
Ooh.
Music is good. Gigs I've started taking on again. You know, it's looking busy. Because I just took... And that's the beauty of being in the music game and controlling and working for yourself and stuff. Because I just took time off with the little and just completely became a dad and looked after my elder two and just said to my wife, look, you look after yourself and him and I'll do... And to the point where... Some mornings she wouldn't even hear us leave the house. So doing their hair.
You can do all of that?
I'd do everything, bro. Yeah,
uniform,
everything, the whole lot. Yeah,
the bag, packing the bag.
Everything, yeah.
Snack for school.
They get everything at school. So all inclusive. All inclusive, that's all good. So, but there was things. There was things that I hadn't ever done because it's just, you know, you know what it's like when you're married. You just naturally have your own duties that you do. It's not something that you got to do this, I got to do that. No,
you fall into it.
You just fall into it. So my missus would always do that. And I was like, I washed their clothes and I got, man, I was like, what is all of this? Like, why is there so much stuff that they've got to take?
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, just show me what goes in what, because obviously I'm going to be doing it now. And it is a bit of an eye opener. And I think everyone should know how to do every job in the house.
Just in case.
Yes. God willing, you know, that one day, you know, anything bad, or even if your wife just decides going on holiday for a week, you know, you're not on the phone constantly. You need to know what's going on.
You got
to
step up.
So, yeah. So I know how to do everything.
So
now.
Exactly that, right? Yeah. Obviously, while I was doing the breakfast show, and then you're then not, and I'm around now in the mornings, and I was so out of my depth. I'd be walking around this kitchen kind of going, I don't know what to do. I'm trying to feed them. You're trying to pack the bags. So I'm with you on that one. It's hard.
I did it with a smile. Your kids.
And I bet you make it fun. I bet getting ready for school, Juggy D style.
Shall I tell you? So obviously, as you learn, innit? You know, I'm a new parent as well. So you learn about things on the way. The hardest thing to do in the morning is get your kids up out of bed, right?
Yeah.
So the way I do it is I go and sit on my daughter's bed. And I pick a different form of transport.
Right, go on.
Okay, so I'll sit on the bed and it works. She jumps out of bed. So this morning I was an aeroplane.
Right.
So I came into her room and I said, Venice, wake up, darling, wake up. Your aeroplane is waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
Get on the aeroplane. Yeah, yeah. And I'm sitting there going,
nice.
And she just got up and she jumped on my back and I flew to the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, how many different forms of...
Helicopter, taxi, limousine, Lamborghini, everything. Right. Yeah, it's different. And then
rickshaw.
Yeah, today it's a limousine, so you got to open the door. It's a really big one, Venice. And she opens the door and she sits on my lap. Amazing. And we start the engine. Mate,
that's
it's
good.
Brilliant.
Creative.
Brilliant.
I wish you woke me up in the morning.
I'm run. Boy, you wouldn't be able to get on my aeroplane, mate.
I just love to see Satch jumping off your dragon's back.
Yeah. Let's go.
In the bathroom, let's go.
So what's happening with a new song, you said?
Yeah,
is that just you? Anyone else?
No. So I've got a couple of new songs. I'm working on one is going to be my single, and the other one, I don't know how it's going to come out. It's kind of my single, but yeah, it's with Deep Jandu from from Canada, and it also features Roach Killer. And it's a nice vibe. It's called Daru Nabi, which means don't drink.
Yeah.
But it's two sides of the coin. So it's like, you know, people that go out and give it the large when they have a party.
Yeah.
Like I used to. Yeah. And the one that doesn't drink and saying, listen, take it easy a bit. Daru Nabi tenu marugi.
Very good.
I'll give you a few lines of it, actually. Yeah, right? Let's go. It's He goes, it's 7:30 on the clock, gaddi karti unlock, woofer te la chamkila, yaj karna pura hila, karke khathe sar yaar, highway te chaldi car, peg jado lag de char, fir gaddi vich ban jandi bar, ba 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 bar, botal sari lende pe, baby on the count of three, ovi kendi si pina shad de jote to pehla si. Daru na pi, tenu marugi, 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 na 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 na. Daru na pi,
tenu marugi, marugi, na 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 na. That's catchy, man.
That is catchy.
That's some catchy stuff.
Thank you, man.
That's nice. It's got that kind of message.
It's got a message. There's a message in there, yeah.
Jack bottle.
Yeah. So it's got both sides to it, yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at it like, whoa, Tommy, it's got a nice message. But we're also wanting people to have a good time as well.
Yeah.
So Daru na pi, but in moderation, maybe.
Yeah.
Go to the gym, but have a pronta afterwards. it's okay.
As long as this all balances out in the end. Exactly.
दिल का मैं अब क्या करूं कहने पे चलता नहीं कुछ दिनों से मेरी भी सुनता नहीं तू ही बता इस दिल का मैं उफ अब मैं क्या करूं 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 इस दिल का क्या करूं मैं 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 क्या करूं
I'm loving this. I'm loving Juggy D on the podcast.
Yeah.
And we're having a good time.
I'm really enjoying it as well. Good. Genuinely enjoying it.
I'm glad. I want to know, because you are someone who's been in the game a long time. You're at, you're at a stage and phase in your life. You've got your kids. You've got your morals right. You kind of, you're all straightened up. I'm going to run something past you guys and you guys as well.
Oh, right? Yeah.
There's a cleaner who worked on a London bus. She found in an envelope some money.
Right.
And she handed it in.
I heard about this, yeah.
How much money? Do you know how much she found?
300 grand or something like that.
300 grand.
In an envelope.
Now, I don't know. Yeah. Firstly, I've not seen 300 grand. I don't know what. Yeah, if you've got 300 grand, I don't know why you're catching a bus.
Yeah.
Right, number one. I don't know why you're walking around with it in an envelope. And if I had. If I had £1,000 on me in my pocket or in a bag or in an envelope,
yeah, I'd be running to get home.
No, but you're aware of it.
Yeah.
You know where it is in your pocket.
Yeah.
You're walking around with it. So I don't know how you can go, oh, this is my stop and I'm going to get off and just leave it there. But the cleaner handed it in.
So would you
all
of it?
The question is, Juggy, with all the moral.
Never.
You wouldn't hand it
out. Get out of here, mate.
I think Juggy's like,
I'm being real. I would not hand that in. I'm gone. Booking a holiday.
Not
I'm
even
gone.
A little bit of it.
No.
I would take a few wedges out for it myself.
And go, oh, I found.
Sorry,
two,
I'm eating.
What? I found 295,000.
No, listen. I would say if I found 300, I would give in 200.
The way I do things, right?
Why?
All or nothing.
Yeah.
You either hand it all in or nothing.
Yeah.
And I would do nothing.
It takes a lot. Yeah, you're just gonna. Would you do it, Sat? Would you hand it in?
I'd probably keep it.
Yeah,
good for you, mate.
Because it's cash.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's different.
But imagine if you lost that. Come on, just imagine if you did. You would be very grateful.
It's probably some dodgy character's money anyway, right?
Probably. So, look at that. This is Juggy justifying.
Yeah, no, but fair play.
Justification.
If you had 300 grand, you would not be on a bus.
Yeah, right.
Correct. So it's dodgy. You know it's dodgy money, right?
What's it doing there, yeah.
So what's it doing there?
Would you guys be... Firstly, would you take it?
Would I take it? Okay, so if I...
Here we go. Yes.
If I just found the envelope there on its own, I would absolutely take it.
Right.
If I saw someone get up and it drop...
No, that's different.
So anyone would, I would pass it over.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even look in it. I would then not even know what was in it. I would just go,
excuse me, mate, you just dropped that.
So here's the thing, all right. So you guys are saying you'd all take all of it, but knowing that it's not proper money, does that affect you?
What do you mean it's not proper money?
You haven't earned it. It's fallen into your lap, and it's a little bit
easy come, easy go, mate. As easy as come, I'll splash out on a few more Rolexes.
300 grand.
Woo, that's a lot of money, mate.
But you know the theory of the money pool, right? People have the theory like that. But basically, you can lose money, and it goes into this invisible pool, and then you find money. So if you find 300 grand, the theory behind the money pool is you'll end up losing 300 grand because it's,
you know what,
it's in the lost and found. Okay, so it's a karma, kismet thing.
Right, this is very true. And when I was younger, when I was like in my teens, I was a bit of a naughty boy. Right?
Yeah,
I was a bit of a chore.
Never.
I was really bad.
Hold on.
I was bad.
A bit of a chore.
I was a bit of a chore.
Are you going to end up getting arrested on the back of this podcast? I don't want to.
No, wait. I was like 13. I'm talking about
a long time ago.
Right. Sweets.
Oh, cool.
Going
right
into the candy shop. Loading up the bag with Coke and all that.
Coca-Cola.
Right.
What's going on there?
Yeah. Still all the time.
Yeah.
Every time I did something like that, I'd lose something of my
own. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And I then came to a point where consciously I went, nah, this is not happening. This is not for me. I'm not
that
meant
guy.
To be doing this. I'm not that guy. I'm, you know, I need to stick to just, you know.
You realise yourself. You
know, yeah, 100%, man. And early on, because, you know, anything... And it's true what people say, like, you know, if you do petty crime, it does. If you're getting away with it, you're going to lead to bigger things.
Yes.
You know, I could have got caught bloody robbing a bank later on in life if I never got caught in the beginning. But it wasn't the fact that I got caught. It was karma that used to take its toll on me, and I used to lose something precious and valuable to me.
Because of that,
my actions.
Yeah.
And so I then stopped doing all of that. And everything was
everything's worked out good. There you go. There's a lesson, kids.
There you
don't
go.
Do it. Don't do it.
It
comes back, and I think on that nice positive note,
we
should wrap up. Be good. Be good like Juggy D, because he's not any good. He's great.
Can we speak in Punjabi?
Yes, you can.
Chunge karma de chunge natije.
There you go. Oh.
That means if you do good,
yeah,
good will come back to you.
Absolutely.
So and there you go.
And the good that you should do right now is tell all your friends about this wonderful podcast.
Spread the word. It's Tommy Shadow.
Your businesses will do well at the back of it.
I've got it.
Your kids will do well at school.
Stop it.
And all good things happen. Spread the word of the podcast. Juggy D's on it. And a massive thank you once again to our sponsors, Bloom and Wild.
Yeah.
Do go onto their website. Go get your flowers for Mother's Day on the 31st of March. And you will receive, if you type in the Brownload code into the checkout bit, you receive £10 off your order. It's a wonderful thing. Thank you to Bloom and Wild. Thank you to Juggy D.
Thank you.
And cheers, Kedge and Satch. Cheers, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.